Late last year, the Cuomo administration laid out its agenda to address New York's future energy requirements. All this week, reporters from the Innovation Trail are putting different parts of that complex energy puzzle under the microscope. A proposed transmission project could deliver electricity from Quebec to New York City by 2017. This morning, Sarah Harris travels north of the border to see where the power begins.
Electricity is cheap in Quebec. Hydro-Quebec, a state-owned utility, has over 60 generating stations that use the province's rivers to produce power. One of them is Beauharnois, southwest of Montreal on the St. Lawrence River. It's a long brick building. Men in jumpsuits and hard hats work on giant rumbling machines that generate power.
So we're standing inside the turbine at the Beauharnois generating facility. Above us are magnets, and below us is a giant turbine with water rushing over it.
But hundreds of miles south in New York City, power is really expensive. A lot of demand, plus congestion on the state's grid, means that ratepayers' electricity bills are through the roof. But what if you could funnel cheap power from Quebec into the New York City market? Donald Jessome is president and CEO of Transmission Developers Incorporated. His company plans to do exactly that.
You know, we're connecting one of the strongest systems in North America, in Quebec, to the other strongest system in North America, which is New York.
TDI's project is called the Champlain-Hudson Power Express. They want to run an underground HVDC transmission line from the Canadian border under Lake Champlain, under the Hudson River, the East River, and the Harlem River, and into New York City. The line would deliver 1,000 megawatts of power and cost at least $2.2 billion. The plan is currently before New York State's Public Service Commission. Canadian power producers often look south across the border for business. But Hydro-Quebec only has one transmission line that crosses the border into the U.S., from James Bay in far northwestern Quebec to Boston. So the Champlain-Hudson Power Express is a big opportunity. Maxime Longteau is director of wholesale markets at Hydro-Quebec. He explains that the company works to keep prices low in the province and makes their money from the energy they export.
And for us, it is going to be a extremely important project because that's really a market that we don't have access to right now. New York City, we cannot sell to New York City physically right now.
This project basically is an electrical extension cord from Canada, just flooding the marketplace in New York.
Gavin Donahue is head of the Independent Power Producers of New York, a trade association. He says that the Champlain-Hudson Power Express puts New York State's power producers at a disadvantage.
You do have struggling areas in upstate New York where smaller power plants are trying to make a go of it and make their investment be real viable in the state. And this project will certainly take away huge ability of them to prosper in an economic development way.
And Donahue says the capacity that CHPE will supply already exists in New York State.
We have across the state, in upstate New York, probably 3,000 megawatts of excess capacity just sitting there every day. So when you come down to, does the marketplace need this power? To us, it's obvious that it does not.
Then there's the economics. Donahue believes the $2.2 billion price tag on the transmission line is a lowball estimate. And Jean-Thomas Bernard, a professor of electricity economics at Quebec's Laval University and the University of Ottawa, says that hydropower will face tough competition from natural gas in the marketplace.
Hydro-Quebec, 5-6 years ago, was netting about 8-9 cents per kilowatt hour on the export market. Nowadays, they have difficulty getting 3-4 cents per kilowatt hour due to this huge plunge of the natural gas price. So I am rather pessimistic about this development.
TDI estimates that communities along the route will see around 1,200 induced jobs during the line's construction. The company agreed to use union labor along the route earlier this month. Right now, they're working with Blackstone Group, a major private equity firm, to finance the project. The draft environmental impact statement for the project will be published this spring. TDI hopes to have their permits in place by the end of the year. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.
Tomorrow, the Innovation Trail series on New York's complex energy puzzle continues with a story of solar energy in New York State. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit innovationtrail.org.